Hey, good morning. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. This was one of the funniest things I saw. I think it was trending over the weekend on Twitter. It's this guy. He's a stepdad, and his 18-year-old stepson snuck a girl into the house overnight, and he was live tweeting. He's like, ooh, how's this going to want to end? Because he doesn't really care. He's a stepdad, but the mom would have a problem with it.
Yeah.
It's like the girl shacked up for the night. He stayed up, I guess, and just waited to see how he was going to get her out of the house.
Ooh.
Have you guys ever snuck somebody over?
Yes.
I mean, oh, really?
My entire childhood.
Tell me about this.
I mean, I had like a window like 5 feet off the ground. I would climb up and down the brick wall like Spider-Man.
Okay.
I was constantly sneaking guys in and out. I mean, not like for that reason, but just to hang out or whatever. I had friends that would spend the night that would invite guys to crawl up my house wall and hook up.
Spider pig.
I don't think I ever have snuck guys or people into my house, but I have definitely snuck into people's houses.
Now, how do you sneak in then? Like, what's your point of entry? Are you like doing what Alex did? You climb up a 5 foot wall? Did you have to go to a second story?
So one time, he just let me in his back door and took me straight down into his basement. And like, we didn't do anything. We just like hung out, watched TV, and like held hands. But and then another time, my boyfriend and me came home to his parents' house when his parents weren't home. And then I just like went into the basement. And then when his parents came home, they never go down in the basement. And he just said he was home alone.
Wait, but how long were you in the basement for? Like to get out?
Until the next day.
Wow.
I really am wishing that my parents are not listening. I'm going to be cut off.
Oh my gosh. I seriously snuck out constantly. And one time was so innocent. It was just my best friend and I spent the night at her house. And we snuck out to go play Guitar Hero at a boy's house when we were in high school. I was like a freshman.
Yeah.
And her parents woke up, saw that we weren't in their house, called my parents. It was a huge thing. Threatened to call the cops. Where are you? You better come back. Are you out drinking or whatever? We were literally just playing Guitar Hero. But we had the boys drop us off at the entrance of her subdivision, walked the entire way to her house so it would look like we were just taking a walk. I threw my purse in the bushes because obviously you don't take a purse with you to do a walk around the neighborhood. And then I spit in my hands and I smeared my eye makeup all around my eyes so that I could say that I was crying about a boy and needed to take a walk. I am a next level liar when it comes to pulling one over, and that was what I did. But I was grounded for a month for sneaking out, but they could never prove that I had done anything wrong.
Oh my gosh, that is genius.
We have learned so much today about Alex.
My kids will literally never be able to get away with crap because I have done everything. And I know every parent says that, but I really have.